Please rise for the reading of the Nativity. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angel went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. That's okay. We're not there yet. We're almost there. Sorry, I won't be long. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. I have seen some spectacular places. I've seen great mountains. I've seen magnificent canyons, beautiful lush valleys. I've seen vast oceans. But we live on the plain, don't we? And you know what's true about the plain? It is what it sounds like. It's plain. I've lived in incredible cities, massive metropolitan areas, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, huge cities filled with millions of people, spectacular buildings, glittering at night. But we live here in White, South Dakota, small little town in a sparsely populated part of the country. We live in a small, ordinary town in the middle of nowhere. And I have seen, I have met great people, spectacular, mighty politicians, leaders. I've met celebrities, very famous people, people known all around the world, special, special people. I look around me this evening and I see ordinary people, average people in a small town in the middle of nowhere on the plain. And I thank God for it. Because Jesus has come here. In our nativity reading, Jesus didn't come to some great, magnificent place. He was not born on the top of a mighty mountain or in the midst of a great canyon. He did not emerge out of the depths of the sea. He was born on the plain. He was not brought forth in some great city. He didn't come from Rome. He didn't come from Alexandria or from Babylon or even from Jerusalem. He came from Bethlehem, a small little town in the middle of nowhere on the plain. And his birth was not proclaimed to the great and the mighty. The angels didn't come to Augustus Caesar. The angels didn't come to Quirinius, the governor of Syria. The angels didn't come to Herod or to the chief priests. The angels came and proclaimed the greatest event of all history to shepherds. The lowest of the low. Average people. Ordinary people. In a small little town in the middle of nowhere on the plain. This Christmas, there will be celebrations and there will be presents and food and fun. But this evening, right now, I'd like you to ponder this in your heart. That God did not come here to the great and the mighty to strike fear in their hearts, to awe them, to fill them with wonder. He didn't come to be worshipped. He didn't come to receive anything from us. No sacrifice, no praises, nothing. Jesus Christ came as a gift for those who had nothing to give. Jesus Christ came to you as God's gift, bringing you forgiveness of sins and everlasting life. This is not something reserved for the great and mighty and powerful. This is not some beautiful, wonderful, majestic occurrence on the top of a mountain or in the depths of the sea. Jesus Christ has come to you this night for average people in a small little town in the middle of nowhere on the plain. Amen.